Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
This is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 227 for April 27th, 2026.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Soaring to tower, we are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, I...
Everybody, here we go.
Here we go.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm highly distracted today. It has been one of those days that I know. Okay, so we're recording on a Monday. I know we try to be careful about that, but it's been a Monday of a Monday. It's just, I feel like as soon as we got out of bed this morning, it has been busy, 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 busy.
Have not stopped.
And now we are recording after 7 o'clock at night. And we still have more to do. And hopefully you'll get to eat something in there sometime.
Well, it depends. If you're okay eating about midnight, it
should be fine. Yeah. Leftovers from last night, so it should be fine.
Yeah, it should work in there somewhere, but we still have quite a few things to do after this is done recording.
Yeah, it's just been busy, and like we were talking today about lots of busy things to that are coming up, and I guess, well, you know, it's good to be busy, I suppose. It just sometimes it's like, because it's been a busy like week or two.
It's great to be busy, but it's stressful when you have so much going on, you don't know what to do first.
Welcome to our world. Hope you guys are having a better day than we are. It's not bad.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. It's just a lot. A lot of news came out early. A lot of news is going to be tomorrow. We're going to have another early news day, so stay tuned.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. It was a busy news week. Plus, you know, you need our witty commentary in between.
Well, then maybe we should get started.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, let's do our adventures in Florida living. So last week, as we said to you guys, we did have company coming to town. So we were going to have a busy week.
Yes.
And then Aiden, our youngest, decided he was ready to go car shopping.
He bought his first car.
So Tuesday, we headed over to the dealership. He had found a car online, which he ended up not getting that car.
It never works out how you think.
Never works out. So anyway, went on Tuesday, picked out a car, did everything, got approved. We were going to pick it up the next morning, and then something fell through, and he had to go back Wednesday night and picked out a different car, but then he drove that one home, and that's the one he's got.
And he's happy. You know, I was telling him all these stories about most people when they get their first car and how it's not necessarily a great car, but it's a car. And I think as far as, you know, on a scale like that, he did really well.
He's way above.
My piece of crap. My first car was, you know, kind of crappy. But, you know, when you're young and you get your first car, I think it's exciting no matter what. And he did really well. So I'm happy.
And I think it's funny. So the first night we went Tuesday, the first car he saw, okay, good. Let's do this one. Went through everything, got it all set. We were all good to go. Luckily, he didn't drive it home that night because when they evaluated the car, they found out the transmission was going and they found a replacement car for him. So the next car they showed him, he liked even better, even though he went there thinking he wasn't going
to
like.
He was so upset. And then I'm like, you know, things happen for a reason. You know, I have to, he's just like me. He is the boy version of me. So I have
everything
to
is bad. Nothing is good.
I talk him off a ledge because anxiety is a beast. And I get that. So, but everything worked out great. You know, they're sidebar.
Already?
Yeah.
Man, that didn't take long.
There is something about a car dealership. Now, my dad sold cars for years and years and years. And that's all fine and good. I didn't mind going to see him at work. He was very, you know, very good to his customers, all that. Mm-hmm. But when you're on the other end of that It takes so long to buy a car.
Oh, it does.
or look for a car. I mean, last year, year and a half ago when Andrew got his, I felt like we were there all day. And then we were there for a while with Aiden. And then when I found out we had to go back the next night, I felt like I wanted to go in my pajamas and bring a blanket because I knew it was going to be a while.
The only thing that was in our favor the next night is he worked till 5. So by the time we got out there, it was like 6:15 because it's on the other side of town and they closed at 8. So I knew we weren't going to be there too much. We got out of there by 8:30, but I knew we weren't going to be there too late after 8 because
it just feels like forever. Yeah. I mean, and I give these guys who sell cars credit because, you know, my dad knew as well how long of days those can be. But all in all, it went fine. 2 days of car shopping, but all is well.
All is well. He has a car.
And I like his car a lot.
And it's been nice not having to get up to take him to work or having to stop everything to go pick him up at the end of the day with work. So it's been
Really, so it's worked out well for everybody.
It has. Thursday, we just really hung around the house, didn't do much of anything, just caught up on our work and things like that. And then Friday, our friend Claire was in town from Canada. We decided to try to find something new to go eat for dinner. So we found a place out in Lake Mineola.
Yeah. So we wanted to do something that wasn't touristy, I guess. Because, you know, we can go to many a tourist place.
Many.
And good old Google found us. This little place is called the Tiki Bar. And
Lake Mineola Inn and Tiki Bar, I think is what it was.
Something like that. And let me tell you something. This place looked like it was... Now, mind you, in this area, sidebar again, there's a lot of older buildings, like a lot of older homes, older buildings. Right. It almost looks historical a little bit.
It does. I think it was a lot of property. I think it was almost like a... almost
a lot of farmland and stuff.
Yeah, farmland type housing.
So it was like somebody had like room on their property behind their house, big backyard or something.
On the water.
On the water, on this little lake. They had like one little building that was where the bar area was. And then behind that on the dock, they had like the run of the mill plastic lawn chairs and tables.
Yep.
And they were bringing out food. So it was not fancy.
Mm-mm.
It was, you know, they could have used better furniture. But I mean, you talk about like, you know, like going to a friend's house and they pull out a table and some lawn chairs. It was like that.
Yeah.
But the prices were great.
Oh, yeah.
Very affordable, like drinks for $7. Now, if you go anywhere, you know, towards Orlando whatsoever, it's going to be at least 2 times that amount, if not more.
Yeah, I think Diet Coke was 2.25, which that's unheard of. Usually it's $4.95 for a
drink. Right. Coke, I mean, so. Pina coladas were like $6.95.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get that. But it was a nice little place to go and something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, people come to Central Florida and they get so caught up in the big attractions, the big parks,
right.
Places to eat. But there are a lot of like, you know, charming little areas that people can check out, mom and pop places. Mm-hmm. And small businesses have it really hard, as we know. And to go find these other places off the beaten path is always a good idea. And mm-hmm. I think you and I should do that more often, kind of just take a gamble and go try places.
Yeah, there was, and we said that a month ago that we were going to start looking for something to do once every now and then to go do something we'd never done that would
mm-hmm.
be brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And this was definitely one of those things. We would have never probably ventured out and did this without thinking about it. But
no.
There was another place over there too that maybe we'll go back and try one of these nights.
I bet you there's a lot of, because there's a lot of lakes and such in mm-hmm. the area. So I'm sure that there's other places that we can try. But it was interesting, and it was nice to do something different and be outside by the water. And yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, it shows you don't have to go to the ocean to be on the water.
Right, because a lot of people think by the water is, you know, let's go to the ocean. Mm-hmm. But Central Florida has lots of lakes.
Lots of lakes everywhere. So yeah, this was a nice one, and definitely need to find another one to go to soon and check that out and see how it goes.
I fully agree.
So Saturday, got up, went to the farmer's market in Winter Garden.
We did.
I went to go check it out.
Go check it out.
See what was going on down there. Got my loaf of my favorite bread.
Yeah, he does like this one. There's this one booth that has really good bread. But yeah, we went to check out your bread booth, and then we walked around a little bit, had a sandwich for lunch.
Where'd we have it?
At Pammy's Sammy's.
Yes, that's it.
I always want to say Sammy's Pammy's.
That's why I asked you, because I wanted to see
you
what
made me
you
see if I
it.
Could get it right. Yep. It's Pammy's Sammy's, and it's another little independently small business type of thing.
And if you're in Winter Garden, a great place to grab lunch or even dinner, I think, in the evening. I think
yeah, it's
later.
A cute little place, and they have a really good chicken salad sandwich.
And
I'm kind of hungry right now, I'm just going to tell you.
We're always hungry when we do this show.
Dang it.
If we ever ate before we did the show, it would be amazing.
You know, we should try that one time and see if we talk less about food.
We won't mention word of food. We're so full. Actually, we'd probably be complaining, oh, I'm so full, I can't
Or mention it quickly instead of like going into detail about food. Because I was just about to say, this chicken salad sandwich they have is on like a cranberry wheat like type of bread.
The bread looked good.
I just wanted to mention that because the bread made all the difference. And now I want a sandwich. Okay, anyway.
You know, one thing I did like when we went down to our garden, though, is we got to go into some of the shops. Because there's a few shops down there we really like. And it's all small businesses down there. It's not a lot of commercial businesses.
No.
And if you've been following it all in Winter Garden, there's been this person that has been buying up property. And he's been evicting some of these businesses.
He's trying to get rid of the small businesses, but not saying what's going to go in there. So some of the small businesses that we personally enjoy that are leaving are staying in downtown Winter Garden. They're just going to be on different blocks, which is great. But yeah, it's so hard for small businesses. And again, you know, if you have a small business that you like, you know, help them out because frequent them, like and share their posts.
Exactly. You don't have to always spend money to support them. If you can, that's fantastic. But if you can't afford to financially support the small business, then tell others about it. Spread the word. Help other people learn about that business, because then that business will thrive, because word of mouth is better than any advertising you can ever pay for.
And, okay, I'm going to sidebar again. Okay, because what people don't know, or some know, but a lot don't, is if you comment on somebody's post, that helps get reach.
Yep.
If you like a post, heart a post, you know, even if you don't share it, but if you're commenting, that helps out a lot.
And it does, because it shows engagement.
It does. It shows engagement, and it has you win favor with the Facebook gods. And okay, so, all right, I'm not saying who, because you wouldn't know anyway. But I get random stuff that pops up on my social media, as you know.
Right.
Okay. And there's this Facebook account. I'm not saying who it is because I don't know these people, but I don't want to say rage bait, but kinda.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the same shtick all the time. And then they make up stuff like, oh, should we get banned from Disney? Oh, did somebody report us? No. It gets people to comment.
Yep.
And that's how they're making their money.
And they make more money by whining and crying and being a baby than they would if they actually worked for their stuff and did it legitimately.
That's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's all they do is rage bait
whine. Tell me who later.
I will. You won't care.
I'll probably just block them and tell everybody.
No, you don't know who they are. I don't know who they are, but they've popped up a couple of times, and it's so ridiculous. But no. Somebody you will know, okay, does the same BS over one of the 90 Day Fiancé people that I follow.
She a female?
Yes.
Is she one we've met or one we haven't met?
No, we've never met her.
Is she one that we just saw before we came in? And she was on the TV talking.
Yes. Okay. Anyway.
Shaved her head.
Huh?
Shaved her head.
Yeah. Well, the hair is growing back. Yeah. But anyway, that's another one who will do anything for a buck. Okay.
Because Facebook does pay you really well if you get good engagement.
Right. But they put out lies or put out whatever you know stuff to make people mad. Stuff to make people comment. And then you have people like us who are just doing our jobs and trying to provide content every day. And it's hard to win favor with Facebook. So I guess my whole point is that instead of feeding the trolls, if you, and not even just our stuff, but if there's people that you like and that you follow, comment on their stuff. It does not cost you a dime to put a heart or anything. So anyway, I'm going to get off of that now, but it annoys me.
No, it annoys me so much because the people who make the most money are the whiners and the criers and the ones who put out the lies on social media.
Yeah, for sure.
And sadly, the Google algorithm and Facebook work together. So if you're not getting good favor on Facebook, it's sometimes harder to get it on Google as well.
Because it's a big
Facebook
mess.
Uses the Google algorithm to function. So if there's a business you like the Main Street Mouse.
Or House of Mouse Expo.
like the post, say, can't wait, or I'm excited about this, or I can't make it, but my friends might, and here, friends, look at this. Or if we see a guest we invited, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to meet them. Just, you don't even have to say you're coming. You can just say, great, congratulations.
Hey,
fantastic
smiley
news.
Face, anything.
Or if you're truthful, why would you invite them to your show? Whatever you want to say, greetings.
Or with the Main Street Mouse. Like, I just put out a review before we went live for the garden, the garden lounge, garden view terrace.
Oh, that's it.
The new tea thing. And it took me a very long time to write that article. So if you find that article, give me a thumbs up. It is so disheartening when you spend hours working on a project and Facebook shows it to no one.
And sometimes the littlest, dumbest little thing you put out is the one that goes viral. And you can't...
Like arguing over pizza.
Arguing over pizza goes crazy.
Yeah, go figure. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. So you went to the farmer's market during the day. I wasn't feeling good, so I stayed home the rest of the day. But you and Claire ended up going with Chuck and meeting Chuck and Karen at Disney Springs for a little bit.
We did, and as soon as we got there, it started to rain. Mm-hmm. So normally we go over to Splitsville, but being that it was raining.
And I wasn't there.
Very hard. It had nothing to do with you. Okay. It was all about the rain. Okay. We ended up staying on the porch at House of Blues and just had a drink and had some appetizers. And that's all we had. Normally, we eat when we're down there. But then we just walked around a little bit, got cookies from the cookie bar over at Summerhouse.
The best cookies at Disney Springs, in my humble opinion.
I know. I didn't get a cookie. And I really didn't eat dinner either. But anyway, I digress. Yeah, it was not a good food night for me.
Was the drink good at least?
Yes, it was.
Okay, there you go.
It was. That's what we did then.
And then today, like you've said, when we started the show, we've been extremely busy. But one of the things that kind of got added to the mix was that Fox 35 reached out to you that they wanted you to come on air today on the 407, which is the 4 o'clock show.
Yeah.
4 to 5 every day on Fox 35 here locally in Orlando. And they had you on there to kind of catch them up on a few of the things going on right now with the parks.
They did. And it's so funny. So a little behind the scenes thing. So today, for example, they gave me like five topics that were, and this happens all the time, five topics that we're going to run through. And then here's me. I put notes in front of me. Mm-hmm. I like study for an exam.
It is because I kind of like quiz you, or you will read to me what you know. So we can just make sure that my facts are straight.
Right. And because sometimes with my head stuff, I get a little bit glitchy and I want to make sure that I have my facts straight.
And this was live.
And this is live. This is not like previously recorded. This was live today.
Right.
So if I screw up, everybody knows and I can't take it back.
Exactly.
So no pressure. But they had like, what, five or six topics?
You had five topics as you asked me to help you research just to make sure we had all the content.
And we didn't cover them all. And they were not in order that I thought. I was so thrown, and I'm so glad I had my notes in separate piles so that I could look. But like, so.
You pulled it together pretty well.
Did I?
Yeah, because I was watching it live.
And you're like, that's not what we practiced.
Well, that's what it is. The first topic off the top, I'm like, that was the fifth one.
That was the fifth topic, not the first.
And then she jumped to the second one and then went down to the third one. I'm like, what?
And then it was over.
Yeah, it was over because they ran out of time because I think the segment before you ran over, which of course cut your segment shorter because it was towards the end of the show.
I know, but then they already emailed me about maybe doing something next Monday for Mother's Day at the park. So now I got to rack my brain about that. But I was I I prefer them to record. Mm-hmm. But I figured, you know, what the heck, I'll do it live today.
It turned out fine. It was fine.
So all that anxiety for nothing.
And it wasn't just fine. When we say fine, that's like, yeah, it was a little bit better than fine.
It was a little bit better than fine.
Because when we say
things are fine, you know, we just mean they're fine.
It's all right. It is what it is. But you did fine. You did great. I should say that.
It was fine.
It was fine. You did fine. You're fine. Everything's fine. We're all fine.
It did good.
I just want to mention we got a couple media events coming. Well, one media event coming up this week and then one event that we're going to be a part of. So on Thursday, you are going to a media event at Lakeshore Lodge, which is the new DVC Lodge that's being built near the Wilderness Lodge.
Yes, it's the new one that's being built, and I'm going to get a behind-the-scenes look at what's going on over there. Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to follow the Main Street Mouse on our socials on Thursday if you want to see the new resort.
Yes, so make sure you follow that. Then on Saturday, anybody in the area, we're asking you to come out to Once Upon a Magic Market at Lakeside Park in Celebration. This is a vendor show, I guess you mm-hmm. could call it. We will be there. We will be passing out information about House Mouse Expo. We'll also have some of our 3D items that we've printed for sale. But we're going to be out there as part of the market. Noon to 5 in the park. Come on out. If you're in the area, it's free to come.
Come see us.
Yeah, come visit. Come
say hey.
and it's free for you to come. And who knows, you're again, this goes back to supporting small businesses. The market itself is a small business. And all the vendors there are small business. So if you're in the area, if you've got nothing else to do on Saturday, come on, hang out, noon to 5, Lakeside Park, in Celebration. And is that all we have going on this week? Yeah, I think it is. And then don't forget, we'll get to it later, but just so you guys know, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad is opening Sunday, May 3rd. So you're going to, we will get on it sometime that day and let you guys know how the ride is.
Yep, Sunday, May 3rd, Scott Atwood's birthday.
Who cares? It's just a stupid day.
Oh, shut up. Here we go.
Cinco de Mayo is a much better day. May the 4th.
Cinco de Mayo is a good time.
May the 4th is a great day.
You make your birthdays difficult every year.
Because I hate my birthday.
I know you do. I already got a headache. We're not going to discuss it, but I just wanted everybody to know Sunday's your birthday. Anyway, go on.
Moving along. We're going to run through the news stories. We got quite a few news stories. There was a lot of news in the last week. I mean, when I was writing this up, I was like, oh my gosh, it's almost like we skipped a week because there was so much news. So I'm going to run through these. I'm sure we will have comments for a lot of them. Last week was Toy Story 5 merchandise kickoff every day. There was new stuff with that. A lot of other stories. So we're going to try to knock these out. Again, we will have commentary on some of these. So guys, stay tuned to listen to our commentary. And if you miss any of these or if you want to get any more information about any of these stories, you can click on the show notes. There will be a hyperlink to the article on the Main Street Mouse website and you can go ahead and read it at your leisure. Mm-hmm. So the first thing after the show last week is during the show, we had announced our latest guest coming to the House of Mouse Expo.
We did.
Would you like to re-announce him?
Because you get his name wrong.
Because I don't want to mispronounce it.
It's El Cayo Theo.
Oh, it's El Cayo. See, I know how to say
it. You know that guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
The absolutely just precious teenager that is on.
And what we did not know.
He looks so nice. He looks like such a good kid.
And he looks older. He's only like 15 or 16. He looks older than that.
Such a good kid.
This is his first convention appearance ever.
Which we did not know.
We had no idea till he posted it.
Excited for my first convention.
Yes. So if you're a fan of the Wizards Beyond Waverly Place, if you're a fan of the Spidey and His Amazing Friends, or if your kids are, if you've seen Gumball, any of these series, and he's done a lot of other
things. He is in all of them. Currently, this is not somebody who's not in things anymore or whatever. These are all currently starring roles.
Yeah, and he's like Spidey, he is Spider-Man and Peter Parker. Gumball, he is Gumball.
He is Gumball.
On Wizards, he is the oldest child, I believe, in the family and like one of the main characters of the show.
Yes, he is the oldest Russo kid.
Yeah. So this is something major and we are so excited and honored to make our show his first show. So make sure you come out, meet him.
Don't make him regret that we're his first show. Come out and see him.
Come out and support him.
Come on, support.
Support the House of Mouse Expo by doing that. Toy Story 5 Roundup Reveal, the first day came out, and it was this would have been day two, Leapfrog and VTech products. So if you're looking for some of those products for your Toy Story 5.
So fans, much Toy Story merchandise was put out last week. I mean, so much.
Yeah, a lot of it. Disney revealed the 2026 H2O Glow After Hours event dates for Typhoon Lagoon. So if you're interested in being a part of that that after hours party. Go and check out the dates and get your tickets before they do sell out. Step into nature story. First look at Disney's Lakeshore Lodge. So this is the place Michelle will be going on Thursday. I will be at jury duty, so Michelle will be there without me. So she will be putting that out. So make sure you stay close to the Instagram, Facebook, all that. And as she puts out photos and stuff, you can see it. And I'm sure on her Daydream Leaving podcast she'll record later that day, she will talk about it as well as next Monday. She
so much. Yes.
It all. Burger King launches galaxy-themed menu inspired by The Mandalorian and Grogu, which I don't know if you saw, but they took they've always had those paper crowns.
Yeah.
Pulled over. They made a Mandalorian version one.
Oh.
I have to get that.
Is it the baby's ears or is it a helmet?
No, it's Mando's helmet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go to Burger King. I don't eat fast food.
We don't. And the last time we went to Burger King was when our son wanted the SpongeBob meal.
And he didn't have a car or driving at that point. So we
right. Now he can get his own. But a couple months ago, we took him and because he loves SpongeBob so much. So if you, it's kind of cool that they're doing things for these different fandoms.
Right.
Because that's one way to get people in the restaurant. But it gives people that collect things like a little something to save.
And me, I love The Mandalorian. So I definitely would like to go get something.
I like the baby.
I know you like. Well, there's so nothing cute. Called the baby.
I know, but I call him the baby.
I know. We all know.
The baby.
New Disney toddler techno and family raves. I saw
something my God.
About this.
Oh, my God. This is the coolest exactly? thing. All right.
Okay.
So it's.
She just lit up. She was like, you could tell her head was bothering her. She wasn't feeling good.
I don't feel good right now. My head hurts so bad.
And she just lit up like a Christmas tree.
Because it is combining two of my favorite things.
Raves Disney. And toddlers.
Disney. Yeah. Raves. Rave, not raves and toddlers. Raves and Disney.
Sounds like a new TLC show.
Boom, 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 boom. No. Toddlers. No, it is Disney music. Set to techno beats.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're going to have to check that out because it's interesting. It's like they start off with like a little bit of like Mickey like music and mm-hmm. until that bass just drops.
Then the baby gets up.
Then the toddlers are dancing. No, it's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah. No, I don't like to party with toddlers. That sounds really gross.
That sounds gross. No, I just meant music and toddlers dancing. And this
but
could
I
be.
I do like to babysit. And if I were babysitting my nephews, I may put on the techno Disney music.
I think it's funny when you see a little kid start to dance. And they're shaking on their feet, so they're not, they're just mm-hmm. kind of, their body's just moving.
So cute.
But they're really not dancing. They're just kind of moving, swaying back and forth or whatever.
That's how you dance.
It is how I dance. Hernia causes that. New Toy Story 5 merch from Funko, Miniso, and Pop Mart all came out. So more Toy Story. This would have been Wednesday's.
More stuff.
More stuff. Mother's Day dining at Universal Orlando Hotels. So we put that out, that all the different hotels over there and the Mother's Day offerings they're going
to
have.
Be nice to your mothers for Mother's Day.
Be nice to the mothers
for Mother's Day. Do something nice for them.
How the Sun Powers Disney Magic Around the World. So this talked about how Disney uses a lot of the different solar power panels to power the parks and attractions and stuff like that, which you did years ago. You went to the one here locally.
I did. And you know what's really funny is on my Facebook memories, I want to say one day last week, it was like 2 days before that information came out was when I was at the solar panels.
Which we live right across from.
Which we live right across from now. But I remember, sidebar, I remember when I got that media invitation. Mm-hmm. And do you remember I was like, I'm going to go stand
in a field
with solar panels.
And you said it was hot.
It was really hot. But like so there was like a road, like the side, you know, like a little side road. Mm-hmm. And they kind of bust us into the solar panels, which was not far. You're looking at me like this is going to be a ridiculous story. It's true. So they bust us into the solar panels and we got out and we all just kind of looked around at all the solar panels.
If you build it, they will come. They built it, and you all come.
So I didn't know what to do. Like, they were telling us about, like, solar power and all the stuff that they had planned. This was, like, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of standing there. And they're like, you can feel free to walk around if you want. So we're walking around, and everything looks the same.
It does. They're all the exact.
They're all the same.
They just move based on where the sun's trajectory is.
And I'm taking pictures of these rows and rows of panels going, I don't really know how how I'm going to make these pictures interesting because it's just a bunch of panels.
Just the panels.
But the fun part is, before we left, they gave us like these white markers, mm-hmm. and they were having fan sites like autograph this big solar panel, and they were going to put it somewhere. Do I remember where they were putting it? No. But it does say Michelle Atwood, the Main Street Mouse, on a solar panel somewhere at the Walt Disney World Resort.
Well, that's all that matters.
I will never see that panel again. I don't know where it is, but they were putting it somewhere.
So 2 points. years ago at D23, we signed a bench that was going to be put in
Marceline
at the museum or in the city that we signed that Scott Michelle the Main Street.
I almost said Michigan, but
and then the coolest solar panel, and you don't know it unless you see the overhead view of it, is when you're going down World Drive and you're getting ready to go towards Epcot. Right there at the corner, where you're kind of coming around the curve a little bit, is the big Mickey head solar panel.
Yeah, you can't tell that from past it.
So if you go to the blog, if you click this link and go to the blog, you will see a picture of that solar panel, but that is right there on Walt Disney World property that tens of thousands of people drive past every day and probably don't even realize it's there.
Right.
Or the shape of it, I should say.
And no, I didn't get to stand in the Mickey panels. It was one that was away from the
park. The rectangle ones, no big deal.
I don't know, but it was hot that day.
But it is. It's actually fascinating to read how the sun powers a lot of things in the parks. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Epcot and Hollywood Studios are ran a lot on solar panels. So check out that article. You might find out some information you didn't know, which is kind of cool. The next day, Disney Eats puts out the orange cranberry scone recipe from the Garden View Lounge, which was our favorite part of the entire tea experience, was that scone. And then we got the recipe.
We did.
We have to try it.
Are you going to make it?
I could try it. I've never made a scone. I don't know how much it goes into a scone.
You make it and I'll try it.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a deal. How can I turn that deal down?
No, because I know you like trying like to bake and make different things.
And I don't like to bake. That's the whole thing. I like to cook. I don't like to bake.
But you know what? The times that you do bake, they come out just fine.
I'm a perfectionist.
Really?
No.
Okay. But no, that recipe is there. And again, I just put out my review of the whole experience. Mm-hmm. And I did link that scone recipe in that article as well, because that scone is good.
Yes. Drawn to Life is going to be offering $25 kid tickets as part of the Cool Kids Summer at Walt Disney World Resort. So I believe it was with every adult ticket purchase, you can purchase a child's ticket for $25, which actually is really a good deal to go see Drawn to Life, because that show is absolutely amazing, worth every penny it costs to go see it. We've seen it 4, 5, 6 times.
Something like that.
Yeah, and every time.
And it's always good.
Always blown away every time. And it's the same show, but still. Love to see it. So Disney's May the 4th Foodie Guide came out. All the must-try treats across
goodness.
Walt Disney World, Disneyland, if I'm not mistaken, the international parks as well are all in there, along with the popcorn buckets, the sipper, whatever.
A lot of food.
A lot of novelties, a lot of things coming out for that, which is next Monday. So we are going to try to get over to the studios on Monday to see what's all going on over there in Galaxy's Edge and such, and be sure to post things so you guys can.
I will post things, and if you guys want to like follow along on social media and maybe like and comment.
That'd be great.
that'd be awesome.
So the next Toy Story thing came out. The next article: new Toy Story luggage and charms from Away and Pixar. So if you are a Pixar fan, you can get luggage that matches your fandom.
Do you like Pixar? Do you like luggage? Then this is for you.
This is perfect for you. And if you don't like it, go comment that you don't like it. Just
comment if you don't like luggage. No, I'm kidding.
I see a overlying subject matter we keep bringing up here. Be the first to watch Hoppers at Home, digital release April 28th, 4K Blu-ray and DVD on June the 2nd. Seems like that movie was just in theaters.
I know, it seems really fast.
Yeah, so it's already there. Going back to our guest, the House Mouse Expo, Big Wizards Beyond Waverly Place Season 3 news had come out.
Uh-huh.
That we put out last week. I think it was Thursday or Friday. I can't remember exactly what day we had put that out. But it was just fitting that was also the same time that
we announced him. And it just all coincided. Well, they are just wrapping up filming of that season. So there's a lot of chatter about that show right now.
Right.
So it makes sense.
But I know a lot of it, though, was that Selena Gomez had stepped into the director's role. And that she was also returning to the show for this final
season.
She's
returning to the show as well.
Which is actually pretty big news for that series. Because when she started the show all those years ago, nobody knew she'd hit the fandom amount that she hit. So good for her going back to her roots with that. Disney Cruise Line and Port of San Diego extend their partnership through 2031 for more sailings with Disney. And I think it's the Wonder that's out of San Diego, am I not mistaken? That one?
I think so.
I think it's the Wonders out there, but who knows? There might be other ships coming that'll be out there as well. From concept to cup, meet the team behind the Garden View Lounge tea experience. So it's just an article that talks about all the efforts that went into bring that tea experience to the Grand Floridian back, and how to use Alice in Wonderland as part of the whole shtick, you could say.
The shtick,
and just make the experience there, and you meet some of the people that are behind the scenes making that happen for you. I thought you were going to say something. You leaned in.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Universal Orlando Resort pass holders. Are you a Universal Orlando pass holder? If you just said yes, then you're going to want to read this, your complete guide to the May 2026 bonus benefits, which there was quite a few of them for May. And I want to say one of them was a $5 credit that you can use on a merchandise purchase. So make sure you check out that article if you are a Universal Orlando Resort pass holder and see what things they have for us coming in May. And you want to make sure you take advantage of those. This was the biggest news article of the week. Toy Story Crocs went absolutely insane. There was a Woody boot croc.
It was a boot croc.
Which that's the first boot croc I think they've ever made.
I've never seen a boot croc. Now, I could be wrong, but I am not well versed in crocs.
The word boot croc just seems weird to say. I got my boot croc.
It's a boot croc.
There's a croc on my boot.
Okay, no.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you're interested in Toy Story Crocs that are boots, make sure you check out that article. You did this article the other day. Aldi has a new Disney line coming.
You know, I've grown over the years to like Aldi.
You have.
But I like the Aldi Isle of Shame the
you
best.
You do. I do the grocery shop, or I pick up snacks and stuff there. We don't really
You pick up snacks, there. I go right to the Isle of Shame. Mm-hmm. Because there is a plethora of different things that you can find. Home things, stuff you wear, little trinkety things, kitchen stuff. I mean, like all kinds of stuff.
I can shop the whole store at the time it takes you to go down the Isle of Shame.
Because there's something you need to know about the Isle of Shame. You need to really slowly walk and look at each side of the aisle because you may miss something. Mm-hmm. And then after you slowly walk down the Isle of Shame and look at both sides, then you do an about face. You go back up the Isle of Shame and do the same thing. Take inventory, you know?
Right. You got to take
See what if there's anything that you may have missed.
Makes sense to me.
But when they have Disney stuff.
Oh, it goes quick. You got to get there Wednesday morning.
Every Wednesday, they switch their sales paper and all the new stuff is out. And when it is a drop that has Disney items in it, oh boy, get yourself to the store early. Mm-hmm. Because it is a frenzy.
It is a frenzy.
I will use the word frenzy.
That's a perfect word I would describe.
If we get there like about noon or 1 o'clock.
There's nothing left.
It's not that there's not nothing left, but you know, people are savages. They
boxes
go through boxes
and
stuff is open, which don't do that. Don't be that guy. But they have like shoes. They have little sundresses this time. They have ears. They have earrings and stuff like that. Stuff for the house, water bottles, all that stuff. And it is so much cheaper than other Disney. You can get shoes. Disney shoes for adults for like $14.99.
I was going to say, you have a pair you bought at one of the drops before. And you bought them because you're like, I don't know how good these can be for $14.99, and you wear them quite a bit.
Yeah, they're not bad, yeah. And they got gemstones on them.
Yeah, they're tennis shoes.
With
Mickey head gemstones on the one side, on each side.
Yeah, I mean they're not the most comfortable shoes I have, but what do you want for $14.99? And if you
true, wear thicker socks if you need comfort.
Right. There are ways around it, but Aldi. If you watch their sales papers and such, mm-hmm. and they do a Disney drop, I highly recommend going over there. Just don't wait all day to do it. I mean, you could, if they drop on Wednesday, and let's say you don't get there till Friday, you're taking your chances of maybe like a water bottle left.
Go online.
You can go online. Yep. Yes, you can. Thank you.
Yep, go online.
If you don't want to deal with all that stuff, then yeah.
Get online and order it. It might take a couple days to get it, but you will get it.
Aldi Wednesday.
Aldi Wednesday. 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 Get to Aldi on Wednesday. Raglan Road at Disney Springs celebrates Cinco de Mayo, which I don't know why that seems funny.
Who would have thought, right?
No, it just
because
seems funny.
Everybody celebrates Cinco de Mayo.
Just like on St. Patrick's Day, everybody is Irish. On
same
Cinco
thing.
De Mayo,
it is the same
exact
thing.
Same thing. So it works.
Yes.
New Bluey merchandise arriving soon at Disney Parks and the Disney Store.
Ah, yes, more Bluey.
Bluey is everywhere.
Bluey is everywhere.
Bluey could probably outtake the Toy Story stuff. There was 12 articles for Toy Story, one for Bluey. Bluey's going to do better.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Okay, sidebar again. Why is that? I don't. So we can see like what does well with the people and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. Like you said, we can drop merchandise articles about one thing and another. And for some reason, Toy Story does not do that great. Those Crocs did.
The Crocs went nuts. And I think a lot of that was, can you believe they made
odd.
These?
Yeah. It was because it was a boot and then it was like more of the alien, like regular size.
Right.
But it's so strange. Like we did like a whole week of merchandise and it's like, meh, you put out something for Bluey and boom. The people go wild.
Yeah. They can make a Bluey park, an entire park.
They could, like the Peppa Pig one.
Yep, and it would be packed from the time it opens to the time it closes. Kids would skip naps to be there to be with Bluey all day.
Like, we're not Bluey people. Like, we don't watch it, but we...
Ava does.
Ava does watch it when we have to leave her because she likes Bluey. Don't judge, but Ava likes Bluey. But...
She doesn't like to watch the ID channel.
Aiden will put the ID channel on for her. We put Bluey on. But yeah, Bluey is all the rage, and apparently it's going to continue to be for quite some time.
Some time to go. So, and he's going to be coming to the parks pretty soon. Meet and greet.
Yes, so it's just getting started, people.
Just started, people. Get ready for it.
Get ready.
New Dr. Squatch products inspired by Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5 coming to Dr. Squatch, which I know Dr. Squatch started as an online company. Now I've seen them in Walmart. I don't know if they're in any other stores, but I'd assume that the Toy Story line will be in store as well because I know when they've dropped other lines, I've seen it at the Walmart before.
Yeah, because I remember one Christmas I bought you Star Wars.
Yes.
Dr. Squatch, and then you didn't want to open them. No. And then there was Marvel Dr. Squatch, and I know they come out with different fandoms and things.
They've had Harry Potter also.
Yeah, and so now it's Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Interestingly enough.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Never mind. New Toy Story merch from Pandora.
There's so many jokes. Okay, go ahead.
No, Toy Story merch from Pandora. Also came out.
Yes, no, those are cute. Those are cute.
I thought they already had Pandora Toy Story.
They do, but they came out with some new ones. And then like this braided rope bracelet thingy.
Okay.
But yeah, not my thing. But if you like Toy Story, then
it's right up your
alley. Have at it.
They need a Bluey Pandora.
Do they have one?
I don't know, but that would go viral.
Yeah, that one would be sold out immediately.
April Fool's Day, we're just going to make it up and put it out there.
No, we're not. Get hate mail.
Halfway to Halloween, clues from Disney Parks came out today, Monday. So they teased out yesterday that something was going to be coming out today in regards to Halfway to Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And then so of course, when we woke up, we went right to the Parks blog to see if there was anything out yet. And there was said, come back later today. As the cards will flip and
come
you will
back
know.
Today.
So there's tarot cards. So like maybe a half an hour later, they flipped the first card. And it said that, I don't remember what the riddle was
say,
on the card.
Do you remember what it
no,
said?
But reading the card, you read it. It's all lowercase except for seven letters of the entire card.
That and spell what?
August.
August.
Then there's a clock in the picture, which has the hands pointing to the 8.
Uh-huh.
There is the Roman numerals on the top that equal 2026. So we were assuming from all of this that this is pointing to when the first Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party will be debuting, which is August. But we are guessing August 7th because August 8th is a Saturday, and I don't know of when there's been a party on a Saturday.
That's what the rumor mill is saying. Because I was reading comments and everybody was like, no, it's not the 8th, it's the 7th. So a lot of people are saying August 7th. We will find out tomorrow.
Tomorrow they will let us know.
But yeah, so it wasn't, normally Disney will give us like a heads up if there's some major promo week.
Right.
Or whatever coming up. And last night they said something about halfway to Halloween this week. And I was like, son of a beep. I didn't know that was coming. So now I know.
We got
to
watch it.
We have to make sure that we're on top of it because we don't want to miss anything because we don't want you guys to miss anything. Right. But it just seems as though Disney has a lot going on right now with a lot of different things. And let's just throw Halloween in there too. Why not?
Yeah. And then they dropped the second tarot card an hour later. And this one, I think this one kind of pointed to some merchandise. I don't know if that's true.
Maybe.
But there's some references to characters throughout the Disney universe. Now, there's reference Maleficent. You see a little doll of Maleficent in there. You see a poison apple for the Evil Queen. You see Ursula's tentacles coming out of a cupboard. You see a lot of references to the Haunted Mansion. At first, I thought there was a top hat. And at first, I thought maybe Dr. Facilier, but I think it might be Hatbox Ghost. But then you see like the Toy Story alien shadow on the top hat. And I'm like, what does that have to
do? And there's a pendant in there that I was trying to figure out what it was.
Yeah.
It's Agatha's pendant.
Oh, to put Marvel into the whole mix. I see. And then there was also a Pumpkin King, a pumpkin with a crown on it. So Pumpkin King. And then there was something for Sally.
Yeah, her Deadly Nightshade bottle. Yes.
So it says
what the heck is all that?
Yeah, so it says we're going to learn all this tomorrow. I think this is maybe going to point towards the merchandise for the characters.
Or it could be more, it could be another character meet and greet. It could be more characters added to the parade.
Agatha being added to Walt Disney World would be cool because she's already part of Oogie Boogie Bash in Disneyland.
Right. And last year they added Mother Gothel to the floats. So that was something different.
Right.
But if they added Agatha to the parade or now if they did an Agatha meet and greet, oh my goodness. That
would be awesome.
That would be awesome, but the line would be even more so than Jack and Sally just because it's something new also.
And let's think about this for one moment.
Okay.
Mother Gothel and Agatha.
Same actress.
So she would be represented twice in the Halloween
festivities. She would be. However, there is no, there's no Tangled movie yet. It's being made.
But I think we've never had a Mother Gothel meet and greet. And I think they're missing the mark on that because I think a lot of people.
You know what, Disney, if you're listening? If you are going to push this whole live action Tangled on everybody, which you are, then let's step it up everywhere. I want merchandise. Let's see some characters. Let's do this thing right.
You're right, Disney. Don't fail.
Because Tangled has not had its due in all this time, and it is about time.
I've never heard you say anything like that before.
What?
That Tangled hasn't gotten its due.
It hasn't.
I know. I was being sarcastic.
It hasn't.
I know. Your favorite movie gets no representation.
Not enough. And maybe now it's time to shine.
And actually, the more people we talk to about it, they all agree. Tangled does not get its due.
Why? There's no good reason.
No, there's never been a good enough reason for it.
There's movies that Disney has made that are far suckier than Tangled.
Suckier?
Tangled doesn't suck. But I've seen some ones that I'm like, are you for real?
I know.
But yeah. I'll get off my soapbox. But anyway, so Agatha, it could be part of that. We're going to be watching. I feel like it's going to be nothing. Bam, news. So yeah. We're going to have to.
Yeah, so be watching the socials for the Main Street Mouse and watching the website, and you guys will see it. As soon as we put it out, you will see it.
As soon as we get it, we will share it with you.
So today, Disney World honors the Make-A-Wish family at the rededication of the updated Wish Lounge, which is inside the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Which is fascinating, and I was kind of reading the article a little bit, and the cast member who was working inside the Wish Lounge was actually a Wish kid.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah, Abigail. So there's actually a picture in the blog of her on Aladdin's magic carpet when she was Wish kid.
Aww.
And now she's back and working in the lounge with the family.
That is such a wonderful full circle moment.
It really is. So good for her on that. Make sure you check out the article. It's a pretty good one. New Toy Story 5 merch available today. So this was kind of like a recap.
More Toy Story,
go figure. This was kind of like a recap of all the stuff that came out last week because it was spread out over 7 days.
Yes, this was like a whole like merchandise recap. So you'll be able to read about everything that is coming out for the new movie. And there is a lot of it. I'm just going to tell you.
There's a whole lot of it. And then last article, because I didn't put out your review because we were coming here right as you published it, and I didn't have time to edit to my show notes, was celebrate Cinco de Mayo at Antojitos, authentic Mexican food with food, drinks, and live entertainment at City Walk over at Universal, which we've been there for Cinco de Mayo.
But we were there early, at lunchtime, so we missed all the fun stuff.
But the food is actually really good.
The food is expensive, but it's good, and they have some pretty potent margaritas in there, just saying.
And I'm going to say that there was a little blurb at the very bottom. To my favorite place in all of Universal City Walk, to a special donut.
Voodoo Donuts.
Has a margarita donut that will be coming out that day.
Really?
Margarita, yep. It's a green icing donut.
It's green.
But yeah, there's going to be a margarita donut.
Is it lime?
I'm assuming so.
Okay.
We may have to go try it.
Maybe so.
Just saying we may have to go.
I really do love donuts.
And I really do love Voodoo Donuts.
I don't like Krispy Kreme, but I will eat any other kind of donuts, basically.
Yeah, so we're going to have to go over to Voodoo. Because, I mean, how else can we report on it if we don't go try it?
Can't give it a good review if we don't try it. No. So it's all for
We're not some hacks that just give reviews.
Nope, we got to try it ourselves.
You guys know by now, we give our true opinion. We don't really hold back or do what we're told to do. We can't do what we...
We're a bit mouthy.
A little bit. So that's all the news. Again, any one of these articles in the show notes, click on it. You'll be taking the Main Street Mouse. You can read all the details about the news article. But let's get into our discussion. First thing is an update on the House of Mouse Expo.
Home 2026.
We have a new guest announcement.
Yay.
And sadly, as of today, this is our last guest announcement for this year.
It is, unless something pops up.
There's potential for something else to pop up, which I'm not going to allude to.
No, but it would be super cool and awesome.
But it might come through, so I'm working on that. I'm working the deal.
We're working deals, people.
Working deals. Snap, snap, snap. But we do have a guest to announce this evening. Mm-hmm. This is somebody we do know. This is somebody who was at the 2024 House of Mouse Expo.
Uh-huh.
She was a huge draw.
She was a hit, if you will.
She is a full bundle of sunshine.
She is. This person will put a smile on your face, is great with the kids when you meet her, great for photo ops, just a wonderful, like you said, bundle of sunshine of a person.
And when the expo ended, she came up to both Michelle and I and asked us, would you please have me come back? Because I had such a great time. I want to come back.
She did.
So when we announced this year's show, she, of course, texted me.
She texted. She didn't even go to email. She wrote the text. She's like, oh, Scott,
I want to come back. And I'm like, Leilani Hsu, please come back.
Yes. So Leilani Hsu is coming back to the House of Mouse Expo. Now, fans know her as Tika the Jawa.
Yes.
Right? From
The Obi-Wan Kenobi Disney Plus series. She is the only named Jawa in the history of the Star Wars universe.
And she has her own Funko Pop.
She does. And she not only comes to the expo and signs autographs and take pictures and all that, she actually brings the costume.
She does. And we're talking about full fan experience. She has such an appreciation for the people that follow her. Mm-hmm. She truly loves the character that she was able to play. She's very proud of the accomplishment. And last time we had her right next to the 501st. Yes. So they were doing joint photo ops together.
Yes. And we're going to do something similar this time with her as well.
Yes, yes. So if you are a Star Wars fan, there is going to be definitely some great Star Wars guests, including Leilani Hsu. So you want to go to houseofmouseexpo.com and get your tickets.
Correct.
Tell a friend. Tell several.
And on top of Obi-Wan, she was also in The Mandalorian.
Uh-huh.
She was in The Book of Boba Fett. So she's been on the Disney Plus series, and she's actually been in most of those series. Her daughter, Ariel, who's also played a Jawa, has been in those shows with her. One of these years, we're going to have to get Ariel to
both
come with
them.
Her.
Yeah,
we'll
I have mean, to have them both come together. She's just such a great person, and you really want to meet her, plus our other guests. So please, houseofmouseexpo.com, check it out.
And like we were talking earlier, if you can't attend, please share it. Please tell your friends about it. Please just like the post so that way it spreads the word on Facebook without you doing any more than just clicking the like button.
Yep, or anything helps. Any interaction helps, and we would appreciate it because, you know, it is hard to get seen, mm-hmm. and we have such a wonderful expo coming, and we just want as many people as possible to know that it's going to be there.
Exactly. You're not going to want to miss out. It's going to be a great year.
Be there.
Be there. Be square.
Or if not, comment on the post.
Yeah, do that too. Okay, so that brings us to our weekly discussion topic, and we're under an hour, which I'm shocked about.
Right. Well, we have a lot to do, so it works out that way.
Yeah, so it worked out good. But we not going to talk too long about this, but you came up with this one, and it has to do with the whole halfway to Halloween stuff today about Disney Halloween, and as far as you can also say Universal, is Halloween starting too early? Because it seems like they keep pushing that date back. And I get business-wise why they do it. When the parties and stuff sell out, why would you not add more dates to sell out more parties to make more money?
I am not as mad at Universal because it's just a pinch outside of September.
Right. Theirs starts August 28th this year.
Okay. That's doable. I mean, we can understand that.
But I remember when Disney started like late August.
Yeah. And people were like, August. Well, now, if we are correct, let's say we are, for argument's sake, and it's August 7th.
Or even 9th. Maybe it's the Sunday after.
Maybe it is. Maybe we don't know what we're talking about, but it's going to be early August. How do we feel about that? How do I feel about that? Well, let me tell you. I think it's too flippin' early. Now, let me just say, I was never that person. I'm like, bring on the Halloween. The earlier, the better.
Oh, yeah. When we were in Michigan, you loved Halloween. You couldn't wait for it to get.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now that we are in our 12th year of living in Florida, if you can believe it, I'm tired of Halloween by October. And Halloween has always been one of my favorite holidays. And I feel like living here and seeing it start when it's still summertime.
Swampy.
And so, God, so swampy. It takes away from it. And then let's say you go, okay, even if you're visiting here, let's say it is August, I don't know, 15th. I don't know what day of the week that is, but just okay. For argument.
You're just making up a date.
I'm making up a date.
That would technically would be like a Saturday.
Okay, well, okay, August
14th.
14th. I don't care. So let's say you go to the party and you're all like, yay, Halloween. Then.
How do you do it?
Yay, Halloween. Then when you leave said party and you go back home, it's summer.
Yeah.
It's not Halloween.
No.
And then by the time, like, let's say September, October rolls around, you're like, wait a minute. I already celebrated Halloween. I went trick-or-treating. I saw Halloween shows. Mm-hmm. I dressed up. Mm-hmm. I did all of that.
Yep.
2 months ago.
Well, I remember, I think it was either the first or second year we lived here. We were going to the Halloween party. We were going, I think, opening night. We had gotten tickets to go opening night. And we went to Walmart because the boys wanted costumes.
Yes.
And we wanted something. And Walmart didn't have Halloween stuff yet because it was too early.
It was too early that nobody in town had Halloween anything.
But now. Walmart and all that gets all their Halloween merchandise in early in Florida in Central Florida because of the parks and turning in the Halloween early. And like you said, you get to the point, no matter how much you love Halloween, and Halloween is my favorite time of year. I love the shows. I like the scariest places in the world. I love all the scary movies.
He likes all the stuff on TV.
I love all this stuff, and that's my favorite time of year. But I get tired of it also. By September 30th, before October 1st, I'm like already Halloweened out.
And then I like how they have it over at Universal where they have like the frequent fear pass.
Yes.
It's not as expensive. So let's say you went to Horror Nights the first weekend of September and you were still, you know, wanting to be in the Halloween spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You could go again in October.
Yeah.
But it's not the first week of August.
Right.
And so I'm going to admit, I admit when I have been mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for years, my friend Lorraine has told me it is too early for this crap.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Halloween.
Yeah.
And how she hates it.
And I understand why.
By the time October hits. Now, mind you, she works at Disney.
Yeah.
And I would be like, no. Or she'd be like, oh my gosh, we're getting Halloween merchandise. It's too early. And I'd be like, no, it's not. or, you know, Halloween parties are starting. It's too early. No, it's not. And now I have to admit, I agree with her. I'm changing my views because it is too early. It is too much. Mm-hmm. I think that once all the hullabaloo and excitement wears off, like living here, and oh my gosh, you get tired of looking at pumpkins in your house for 3 months. And this is another problem I have. I'm going to get a text tomorrow, by the way.
I'm sure you will.
Yes. The thing that bothers me is that if you are not celebrating the most wonderful time of the year, mm-hmm. Christmas, for only six weeks-ish at Walt Disney World, why does Halloween get almost 3 months? There's got to be a better way.
Because they can't make all the money off of Christmas because Halloween has to, I mean... You have to run Halloween up to October 31st.
No, I get that. But I'm saying, so why does it have to start in August then?
I'm waiting for Christmas to end and Halloween to start December
26th. Let's just, okay, Christmas is over. Happy Halloween. Let's do this all year. It's annoying because I love Christmas so much and it doesn't get, I feel like the Christmas, here we go. I think the reason that the Christmas season at Disney flies by so fast is because we're used to a 3 month Halloween.
The one thing I can say, Halloween at the parks doesn't really bother me because I'm not at the parks that much.
No, but I'm talking about it in generally speaking. However, go in the stores. All right, go ahead.
However,
all right.
Universal, if I was there every single day for HHN, I would be in my glory because I absolutely love HHN so much. It is such a fun event, and I cannot, when it ends, which they usually go till the 1st or 2nd of November with their last party.
Right.
I cannot wait till we start to hear about it for the next year. What did I ask when we were on the float for Mardi Gras? The cast members sitting there talking to us, and we're kind of just talking back and forth. And I said, any rumors on HHN yet? And I knew she couldn't answer it, but it was just because I wanted to talk HHN.
He's on the Mardi Gras float wanting to talk about Horror Nights. But you know why I think that is? I think it's because HHN is different every year.
It's not the same.
It's not the same party every year. It's different themes, different houses, different.
Rarely the same house from year to year.
It is completely a new party every year. Mm. Now, as far as not so scary, it's the same party.
It is.
I mean, you might get a new character in a float. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still the same party.
It is.
It's the same character meets. Basically, it's the same stage show. It's the same fireworks. It's the same.
Yeah.
And as much as Disney people are creatures of habit and love all that type of, you know, what's the word? Not, you know, trying different things as far as, you know, not trying different things. I mean, I don't want to use the word... Because monotony isn't the right word.
No.
But it's same all the time. And people are cool with that. Disney people are cool with that.
Right. They're cool with it. And I get that. But I agree with you 100% with where you're going with this.
Yeah. Like, I think if Disney would shake things up a little bit, if Disney would give us something more than... Now, mind you... I could eat my words. Tomorrow's announcements, this week's announcements could be something.
New parade, new fireworks.
New everything.
New stage show, new everything.
Which probably not. But let's say they're going to come out with some new stuff that would make people excited. Right. Then awesome. But I think that they need to.
Yeah, because the only thing new every year is the food. And that's not even all the food. Just
some of it's the same food, just different colors.
Yeah.
Or like some of it they say new this year, but it's really not.
But I agree with you, though, talking about HHN compared to Disney or Universal versus Disney in this. Universal, A, yes, you're appealing to a different crowd. You're appealing to the crowd that likes to be scared, that likes to have the spooky fun, and Disney can't do that. But Disney could do more than they do when it comes to Halloween, and they could twist it up a notch. They could do a
so
lot of
expensive.
New stuff. It's so expensive. And when we first moved here, the first years we were here, we didn't want to ever miss Halloween party.
Oh, heck no.
And those years when we got to go twice because we'd have a media night and then we'd go back
again.
Oh,
yes.
We're like, oh my gosh, we had to go twice.
Best thing ever.
And I, as a fat kid, I love going to Disney to get candy.
That's all he cares about is a trick or treat.
I don't care about meeting.
I like all of it. I love the Boo to You parade. He's all about, I want a trick or treat.
The only part of the Boo to You parade I like is the Gravediggers, because to me, it's just, it needs something new. And Mother Gothel being added to the villains float last year really didn't do much.
Well, no, but she was right behind the skeleton band who I love. Right.
Who
the,
you love.
The good to be bad guys.
But I'm the same way about the Christmas party. We haven't been to the Christmas party the last year. And it's just one of those things.
We didn't go last year and it made my little heart sad. Because
you were sad about, yeah.
I love it.
I know.
And I mean, okay, here. You know what you could do? There should be the deep discount ticket for Christmas, okay? We're talking low budget.
But they don't have to.
No, I'm saying to you, what would be a good deep discount ticket
mm-hmm.
for me?
Okay.
Give me a wristband that I can't leave Main Street.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, I can stand, I can see the fake snow, I can see the lights, I can hear the music, I can get me a Starbucks if I want. I could sit on Main Street and just be in all that festivities. I don't need to walk around. I don't need their free cookies. I just like being right. To me, Christmas is most magical right in that spot.
Right.
And like they need a low budget ticket that will let you just stand on Main Street and look.
$25 you get to stand on Main Street. 20, you get no cookies, you get nothing for
you free. Get nothing, but you get to stand there. But don't you dare try to go past Main Street.
You get to Casey's and you're trying to get past it, somebody's going to tackle you.
So it'll tackle you or you're kicked out of the park. But yeah, so I think that's what makes me sad about missing their Christmas party. And I do like the toy soldiers and the parade. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is, but I just really wish Christmas could last longer, and I think Halloween gets more than it needs to.
Yeah, and if they didn't have to do the flip, you'd have an extra couple days for Christmas, but still, it's not enough. And then the week of Christmas, the parties are done. They stop.
Yeah, and we're not usually here anyway. We don't care, but it's just...
But why can't that party go till New Year's?
I feel like it could. If Disney wants to squeeze more money out of people, let it go.
Well, because depending on the day of the week, the Halloween party may land on the 1st.
Right.
HHN does go to the 1st often. So it's like, why can't... If you don't want to do it the week of Christmas, that's fine. But why couldn't you do a couple parties like the 26th through the 31st?
I think you could. But you got to remember, too, is they'll play or let the parade roll in the afternoon.
Right, correct.
But I'm just saying, if they want to get more bang for their buck, and maybe let's shorten Halloween.
Yeah.
And give Christmas a little bit longer to even it out. But I don't know. I guess we'll find out. We're going to find out this week.
We're going to find out tomorrow about Halloween for sure.
And it's supposed to be like halfway to Halloween week, I think. So, yeah, we might get a date for the Halloween party like in stone tomorrow. But what else are they going to announce?
Right.
We're going to find out.
Because as we get closer, we'll get the food. We'll get the novelties. We'll get that stuff.
All of that stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was our discussion. If you guys have your own comments about Halloween and if it's starting too early, because if you don't live here, you might not see it as starting early. You might look at it as a bonus if you're here during that time. Let us know. Put something on the post. I know Michelle always shares out the show on the socials, and you can put a comment in there after you've listened, and we'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on it. Or if you want, you can always email us, scott@themainstreetmouse.com or michelle@themainstreetmouse.com, and let us know how you guys feel about this topic, because we'd love to hear your side, because it lets us know where our audience is on these things.
Yeah, see if we're right on or we are way off base.
Yeah. So send those messages in. I'm going to run through our sponsors really quickly here so we can end the show, because we got to get out the Leilani shoe announcement on the socials so people can see it. Our official travel partner of the Main Street Mouse. Make your money and time go further with all-inclusive, always complimentary white glove service from award-winning MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Wherever you travel, you deserve unparalleled support, honesty, and attention to detail with the best free travel in the business. Click on any of their banners upon our site. You'll be taken to a site where you just fill out a quick, brief information of what you're looking for, and one of their travel advisors will reach out to you, and they will help you plan the perfect vacation trip, cruise, whatever you're doing. They will help you with all that. They can do anything you need to as far as a vacation, and they are the best at what they do. Our official transportation partner, the Genie Transportation Services, their trusted Orlando car service offers safe, private transportation from Orlando International Airport straight to Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando Resort, and Port Canaveral. From spacious vehicles to friendly professional drivers, they make every ride stress-free, comfortable, and a little more magical so your family can focus on the fun ahead. Visit thegenieorlando.com. And last but never least, our official stroller and scooter partner, Kingdom Strollers, can help you with any rental. Make your Disney vacation stress-free with Kingdom Strollers, Orlando's trusted stroller, scooter rental company, delivering clean, comfortable strollers and scooters right to your resort or wherever you are staying. Skip the hassle on travel light so you can focus on making magical memories. Visit kingdomstrollers.com. Any one of our sponsors, please let them know you heard about them on the mainstreetmouse.com so they know that we're sending you guys to them. And also, by supporting our sponsors, you're also supporting the Main Street Mouse, which we are forever grateful, and we thank you guys for doing that. That's all I'm done talking for the night. I'm going to let Michelle finish off the show.
Okay, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support over the years. Thank you for listening to our show, or, well, it was watching our show all of this time. We appreciate it. Don't forget that the Main Street Mouse and all of our affiliates have grown by word of mouth, and that's thanks to all of you, so we do appreciate that. And on that note, I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, magical week ahead, and we'll see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me, and I hope you've enjoyed your journey much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?